rock and roll was ever, you know, constantly changing and constantly changing fads and everything like that. But we've lost Walter Becker this morning, guitarist, bassist, and co-founder of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted band Steely Dan. He was just 67 years old. It was announced by Becker's official website about the death, so we know it is factual. Becker missed Steely Dan's classic East and West concerts in July as he was recovering from an unspecified ailment. Becker's doctor advised the guitarist not to leave his Maui home for the performances. Now, Becker and Fagan, of course, first became collaborators when they were both students at New York's Bard College. They actually wrote a hit for Barbara Streisand called I Mean to Shine. Not a hit, I guess. Maybe it was. I don't know. I didn't follow Barbara Streisand. But they were also members of Jay and the Americans. Do you remember that band? I do. Back in the mid-60s. Then they moved to California in the early 70s and formed Steely Dan, named, if you don't know by now, then after a sex toy in Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs. So let's play some Steely Dan. You know, Walter was in the background mostly. He didn't sing. He played bass and guitar. Actually, he ended up playing a lot of guitar after Skunk Baxter left the band. So what do you say we start? And you can make requests. I've got a post out there. And you can definitely make requests if you so desire. But we're going to get things rolling with Steely Dan's, there it is, biggest hit ever for Steely Dan, Ricky Don't Lose That Number, at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You might use it if you feel bad. that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Take a break because it's moving too fast. As
we'll be right back. Technicolor motorhome. Every airframe had your number on the wall. You must have had it all.
claws come out at night. After closing time, at the guns affair, I detect the El Supremo from the room at the top of the stairs. Unravel, I found this to be true.
While the poor people sleeping, keep the shade on the light. While the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night. While the poor people sleeping, keep the shade on the light. While the poor people sleeping, all the stars come out at night.
WMFO, Showbiz Kids, Donald Fagen, Walter Becker. Mm-hmm. They left us an incredible legacy. I'm just stunned at the rapidness of us losing all our favorite artists. We just heard of Showbiz Kids, of course. We checked out Black Friday from Katie Lyde in 75. The Royal Scam came in 76. We heard Kid Charlemagne from that. 77 brought us the Great Asia album and Drink Your Big Black Cow. And Steely Dan's biggest single hit came in 1974. I was a junior in high school. Well, actually, junior and senior, really. That's what the 74-year split up to be for me. Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. And Pretzel Logic was the 1974 album. Keep making requests for Steely Dan on the Facebook page, if you don't mind. You can call them in, too. It's really hard to take calls and keep a show going on this the way things are. Me having to post everything I play and everything. So definitely, you know, any good stories about Steely Dan? I saw them twice, both times at whatever center it's called down there in Mansfield. It seems to change every year, but that's the I saw them twice at that venue. And incredible musicians. What can you say? Walter Becker was definitely one of the best. You don't hear him because he didn't never sang. I don't think he ever sang a note. Either time I saw them, the two times that I saw them, I never saw Walter Becker actually go near a microphone. So I'm guessing he probably wasn't a big great singer, but he was a great guitarist, and he played bass on the first Steely Dan album too. So. A major talent, and co-wrote all the songs. So that's it for Steely Dan. It's 11:26 right now. It's a really, I mean, he couldn't have picked a more appropriate weather day in Boston for, you know, it's dreary outside today. We've got thick drizzle coming down. It's cold, and it's going to change. It's going to clear out tonight and be wicked nice for Labor Day tomorrow with a high near 80 degrees. 81 is the forecast high for tomorrow. 62 is the forecast high for today. I don't think it's going to even make that. Right now on the campus of Tufts University, it is exactly 60 degrees.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Well, all right, let's try to have some fun today. Bob Angel here until 2 o'clock. It's 11:28 right now. Brand new music for you. Something that Mike Newman would call new noise. I call it newish. Because, although this one did just come out, so I think it's safe to call this new right now. The new album is called Revolution Come, Revolution Go. And this is called Sarah Surrender. Brand new Government Mule on 91.5 WMFO.
Woman, I know what you've been through. We stood in the corner and I held you tight. I kissed your mouth till my head got light last night. But I have a dream. I had a dream last night. Last night I had a dream. Birds were flying left and right through the light of a movie screen. Everyone was looking for something to do. I even thought I had a chance with you last night.
If it's the weekend, it must be Bob Angel.
It's time to grow up, Snowflake.
Wake up, libtard.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
You're a hack, and we can prove it.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
Okay, I'm just going to ignore the insults because I don't think it really gets us anywhere.
Detox Mansion with Bob Angel.
I am just so, so foolish. So foolish.
Thank you so much.
On 91.5
WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bingley.
First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now.
Yeah, you do the tighten up. Yeah, now. I said if you can do it now, you sure will be tough. Now look here. Come on now. Now make it mellow. Now, so baby, get to it.
and kick, kick.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, tap it up, baby. Come on.
Now, look here. I want that guitar to fall in on now. Tighten it up now. Oh, yeah. Now, tighten it up, Augie. Yeah, now, everybody tighten it up now. Now, look here. We're gonna make it mellow for you now. We're gonna make it mellow now. Be out of sight. Come on and tighten it up. Tighten it up now.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. And they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Ooh.
the Central Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. Passing trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning. Sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. And mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning. Be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, and we'll be there. Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream, and the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again, the passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues.
Gone 500 miles when the day is done. 91.5 WMFO and Arlo Guthrie with the City of New Orleans. We did a little New Orleans tribute. Not sure why. Just sort of got in the mood for these New Orleans songs. Emmylou Harris did New Orleans, songing about Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath of that from her Hard Bargain album in 2011. The Battle of New Orleans, Johnny Horton, that came out in 1962. Then before that, we had John Prine with I Had a Dream off his brand new September 78 live concert album. It was recorded when Prine was really at his peak in 1978. big rock band. Good shows. Also, brand new music. We heard Government Mule do Sarah Surrender back at the beginning. Revolution Come, Revolution Go is the name of their most recent album. It is now exactly 11:50. I'm Bob Angel, and I was going to play another Woody Guthrie song. I'm going to save that for later now. So what am I doing is the question. I gotta have a few seconds to get something queued up because I haven't yet, so here you go.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right. 10 minutes away from, I make it 9 minutes away from 12 noon. I'm Bob Angel. It is the Detox Mansion. Be looking forward to your comments on Facebook. Losing Walter Becker. Yeah, you know, it's... it just seems to come so frequently now. You don't want to dwell on death. It seems to happen so much, so much recently. It's hard to give proper honor people properly because it just goes on and on. It's doesn't seem to be stopping lately for any length of time. Anyway, I wanted to play some brand new music today from Arcade Fire, and I just broke it. There it is. This one's called Everything New. And it's Arcade Fire. Oh. 91.5 WMFO. Happy Labor Day weekend.
Got everything now. Every
Don't leave him hanging on the telephone line. Keep him guessing.